And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're out at Rancho Leonero in Baja's beautiful East Cape with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. It's a beautiful day in the East Cape. Raining a little, but it's nice and cool and some good fishing going on. So, fantastic show here at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2 and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com. For more details. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to the live here at Rancho Leonero this morning, and oh my gosh, this is the spot.
It is the spot, isn't it? We're sitting here outside into Rancho Leonero front office here, looking over with a great day here at Rancho Leonero, but that makes it perfect and flat, calm, no wind.
Early
Fisher
spring.
Biting.
Early spring. Yeah.
Early spring.
Early spring.
Early fall, winter.
It's been a strange year. Well, last couple of days, it's been 10 degrees cooler down here than in San Diego.
Wow.
So, unheard of.
Yeah, it's hot in Southern California, but it's not normal down here. This is very abnormal.
No. Yeah, this is. This is. The water's still very warm. The water's, 86 degrees, 87 degrees. Yeah. And they're way warm up north, too. That 78-degree water is pretty amazing. It never happened. And a lot up here are up there and have been pushed up there, gone with the warm water and all that, too. We're having a good year and all that, but a lot of our fish are up there right now.
Yeah. But there's plenty of fish. In our Let's Talk Hookup Palmistic Cortez tournament yesterday, we had a 31-pound tunas leading for that $750 from Georgia Ware Asphalt that's available. We have a 30-pound wahoo that's leading for the $750 by White Stripes, and a lot of tuna yesterday.
A lot of wahoo as well.
Yeah, this is smaller tuna, but...
And same thing with the wahoo. The wahoo are, 20 to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
But quite... We've ever had historically, we get big wahoo. We get them 70, 80 pounds and to 100. But there have been a lot of 20 to 50 pounders, lots and lots of bite offs. Boy, we've been losing lures like crazy, and they just won't bite the wire. If you put a little wire on it, it just seems like they're not interested. So you put a little fluorocarbon on there, and out of every three or four bites, they're bringing a fish up that doesn't bite off. But lots of bite offs, and they're hitting the ballyhoo too, real well. And I'm sure you guys noticed yesterday. You guys probably got some knocked.
Yeah,
out.
We put the jigs. We did the show, of course. Got off at 10:30 this yesterday morning, and we put the jigs in the water. And in 5 minutes, we had a striped marlin.
That's
on.
Fishing.
It was unbelievable. Of course, the rest of the day we didn't catch anything else. But we had four other billfish in the spread that day. We just couldn't connect with them. But it was there was quite a few.
We sent out over 20 boats for the last 3 days, and the marlin, the billfish bite, if somebody's interested in going out and catching billfish, is pretty darn good. It has been all year. But most of our guests are repeaters, and after they've caught marlin four or five times, they have more interest in tuna and dorado. And people are obviously not fish for the billfish. But we've been blessed with probably the best billfishing in the world for as long as I can remember. And that continues if you want to go outside. You guys were outside in the billfish, and that makes it a difference.
Yeah.
And very few boats out there, I think. Weren't
kind
there?
Of a mix of smaller tuna, some wahoo, not very many very few dorado, and some decent blue marlin, striped marlin, and sailfish. Big stripers. We had a 160-pound striper over there yesterday.
Not unusual, a lot.
Yeah.
And they're like, say, really, really good dough fishing out there. But something inside that the guys have been, our pongeros, we have a lot of super pongas, more than anyone else, and we work the inside, I think, harder than some of the other hotels, and consequently, they've been working the bottom and up to 300 feet of depth. Alonzo, Captain Munson, some of the guys, Jorge, and have been catching big amberjack and yellowtail.
And you said that's been something that's not new. Rancho Leonero with the big super ponga fleet's known for doing things like that, but you said a lot more focus on bigger bottom game fish.
It's up to the angle.
Yeah.
Blue water fish. They want a tuna and dorado and all that, and that's what they're looking for. And they're not really looking for inshore, except for maybe the fish. And there's real good bottom fishing,
mm-hmm.
and so it's really up to the guests. A lot of the guests don't want to jig squid on the bottom or bait on the bottom. And there's some awesome fishing. In particular, a lot of big amberjack.
So we're having a little bit of technical problems. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, Adam, in the studio there. Ryan's in the studio there. And then we're going to come back, see if we can get that straightened out. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup live from Rancho Leonero in Boston.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sportfisher in her class, offering plenty of room with the rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cimarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA, and RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Watching unwanted rockfish float away is not only wasting our precious resources, it's just plain bad. Now EcoLeaser has developed a device that easily and effectively brings rockfish back to the proper depth for live release. It's called RockLease. With the RockLease, you simply attach it to the lower jaw of the fish, descend the fish to 100 feet, then a quick hook set, and the fish swims away. RockLease should be on every boat. And if you're on a sport boat, why not set a good example and bring RockLease along? It's inexpensive and easy to use. Pick up RockLease at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach and Del Mar, or check us out at ecoleaser.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. We're cell phone down now. We're on John Ireland's cell phone here at Rancho Lane Arrow. We're having a little Mexico problem with the phone line. We're going to try and straighten it out. But in the meantime, we're live at Rancho Lane Arrow in Baja's East Cape, having a good old time here, talking fishing in East Cape. And again, it's been quite the day here. Or the week here at Rancho Lane Arrow on Palma de Cortez. Weirdest weather you've ever seen. We were out yesterday offshore, and you look at the shoreline, and it looks like you're in Hawaii. It's so green, so lush, and rainy and drizzly, and it's just very, very unseasonable and typical for what's been going on here in the El Nino year. One of the other weird things that all the locals have been talking about, and knock on wood on this, is they certainly expected it to be a much more active hurricane season here in southern Baja, and fortunately that has not occurred, and it seems that that's not going to occur at this point, getting awful late in the season for something like that to happen. So we're happy for that, for sure, because last year at this time when we had our tournament, of course Hurricane Odie came into Cabo and devastated that area. So we're very, very happy that things are much, much better this year when it comes to the hurricane issues. And I know, John, you're happy about that, right?
Oh, yeah. We lost a month of business last year, August 11th to September 11th. Now, full 30 days. We didn't have much damage at the ranch, like 70-knot wind, something like that. But Cabo got hit real, real hard, and so they shut down the airport, and that affected us. So we didn't have any business for the whole 30 days, but this year it's been good. You know, we had the Let's Talk Hookup tournament June 1st, and I figured, boy, it's going to be a long season if the hurricanes are starting in the first part of June. We, it was second or third hurricane already. It started in May, so I figured we were just going to have a bad, bad year. And that was the last one. Last incident we've had to shut down. They've all been out heading out towards Hawaii and all that. So it's been a good year, you know. But It's like I say, early fall now, and it's rainy and overcast and kind of nice. The temp right now is probably 76, 77 degrees. Unusual for down here, for sure.
No doubt about it. And, hey, in the meantime, we're going to try and take some phone calls and perform a radio show here in Southern Baja at Rancho Leonero on a single line. It's going to be a challenge, but stick with us because we have fresh information for you. I'm going to turn it over to Rock Roderick and tell you all about that.
If there's one place to have some technical problems, this is a pretty good place to have it, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we're going to have a fun show, and it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit unique, but we got Ryan in the studio, we got John hanging out here, lots of great information for you. If you want to be a part of this show live from Rancho Lane Arrow this morning, there's two ways you can reach us. The best way right now would be with our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
972-1090. And as you can hear, great show, great information. We've also got a really cool prize for one lucky caller today, and that's an AFCO all-weather kite, including an AFCO kite clip, courtesy of your friends at AFCO, which is perfect on a day like this today. A lot of traditional kites, what a lot of people don't realize is the kite material, once it even gets a little bit wet, if you're having trouble launching your kite, hits the water, that kite's done for the day. AFCO all-weather kites can be completely wet, shake them off, put them right back up in the air again. So it's a really, really nice kite, which be perfect on a little bit of a drizzly day today. So again, if you want to get through, have your chance to talk to John, talk about the beautiful Rancho Leonero, East Cape, got a catch report, got a fishing question for us, whatever, we would love to hear from you. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Again, your chance to win that awesome AFCO all-weather kite.
All right, thanks for that, Rick. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fun time here at Rancho Leonero. What do you think is going to happen here, John, for the rest of the season? Your season, of course, October prime time here in the East Cape. It's just a little different. I mean, but there's some north wind coming later on in the week, right?
Yeah, it's been an early season. Like I say, we're expecting some north wind, according to the Internet anyway, come Tuesday and Wednesday, which is early for us. Yeah, normally we get our north winds in November. They start in November. The fish in the water is real warm and good, and I think as the water cools a little bit, it's going to help the fish in some. The water's been a little too warm throughout the season, and inshore fishing, like you say, is as the water cools, always picks up as well too. So, and lots of marlin around, boy. If you want marlin or sailfish, then we got those for sure in numbers. So I expect a good year, and like I say, it's beautiful weather right now, green as it can be. I mean, emerald green down here, and cool weather and warm water, so it's going to be good fishing for sure.
Good. Well, Ryan, I know we Ryan's in the studio there. How's everything in the studio, Ryan?
Everything's going good, Pete. I wish I was there.
Yeah, you do wish you were here, because it is a pretty special place here at Rancho Leonero, and I know we have some people probably waiting for us on the phone line, so... Are we ready to rock?
We are. Let's get it started with Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Pete, Rick, John, it was great seeing you. We just got back from the East Cape last night and had a wonderful, wonderful week. Everything you said about the East Cape is dead on. The weather, we had a mix of rain, sun, clouds, some early morning lightning. Water was flat, calm, a little choppy when we're fishing, but it was absolutely just gorgeous down there. The vegetation is amazing.
Don, and you got a chance to get some fishing in and enjoy the wonderful East Cape, right?
We did. Hats off to everybody that we spent time with. We rented Casa Front Row from Mark Rayer, spent 2 days on his amazing boats, his new Vaquera boat. Is incredible, incredibly nice boat, and good fishing. You know, it was tough at times, but you know, we had our opportunities. We hooked in. Unfortunately, we lost a really nice wahoo, but we got two really nice sailfish and a mix of tuna and some huge bonita. And we even tried the bottom fishing, as John mentioned, and didn't catch anything. But we'd heard that some people had got some really nice amberjack the day before. So the last thing that I wanted to mention to everybody is we took some breakdown surf rods with us, and it was no problem getting them into Mexico, but just heads up to anybody traveling home, you cannot carry any kind of fishing rod on the planes. They made me go back after I'd gone and went through security, take them back down and check them in. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that.
Are you talking about rods or reels or both?
This was a three-part breakdown surf rod. Actually had two of them in a small travel bag. And when I was going through security, through the X-ray, they made me take them out of my bag and take them back downstairs and get back in line, which is quite a problem, as you know.
Yeah, so going through security, I know there's been some issues in Mexico. Coming down, it's not a problem. But going back up, it's been an issue. Bringing back reels, but I never heard of the rods, so now they're after that, so.
Yeah, the reels we packed in our bag and all the tackle and the hooks and the line, everything else we, you know, packed in the bag, and it was a three-part, three-piece Okuma surf rod set that I had bought for the trip. And we had great surf fishing. It was great right out in front of the house.
Wow, fantastic. All right, Don. Well, thanks for joining us. And next time, come and join us at Rancho Leonero. Of course, we have our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June coming up. And that's going to be a really fun time. I know we still have some spots available on that, too, right, John?
We sure do. We've got spots available. It's early yet, so now's the time to get in. We expect it to fill up. Last year, of course, we lost better than half of our guests because of the storm and the weather. So we expect a full year this year, so book early if you're going to come for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, Ryan, let's go ahead and jump back into it.
All right. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Doing good.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Hey, I'm actually calling from Parker, Arizona. I'm up here at a road race. But we were, my friend Dan Walsh, myself, and my friend George, we were down at Ranch a few weeks ago. And I just wanted to make a comment that we all had a great time at John's place. And, you know, all the rooms were great, and the food was great. And we even, the one comment I wanted to make is that George brought down a bunch of flatfalls. And he caught 90% of his fish on flatfalls. And all his tuna, he caught a Dorado, he caught an Amberjack, he caught some a lot of Pargo. So if you got flatfalls, take them with you.
Well, what did you catch him on?
The Shimano flatfall lure.
Oh, okay, good, excellent. That's one I hadn't heard of. Yeah, you guys were fishing south or right off the front of La Rivera on that pile out there, huh?
Yeah, on the pile where they were catching all the tuna, all the little ones, the footballs. We caught a bunch
right,
of those and got a lot of bonita and. And then George caught a big amberjack, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's something that we're doing a lot more of, doing a lot more bottom fishing and picking up a lot of big amberjack and grouper. And actually, like I say, I mentioned yellowtail. They're picking up yellowtail off the bottom, too. So it's nice. It's nice to have that bottom fishing for an option, for sure.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, thanks, Mike. Enjoy the park and the races up there.
Oh, that's great. We're just doing the road race. My friend Dan is, he's, producer, director for, Lucas Oil. So he's, I'm just up here, hanging out.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We sure appreciate that. Live here at Rancho Leonero on Baja Vista, we're having a little bit of technical problems, so bear with us, but I think we figured out a system here. We're feeding on one line and talking on a cell phone line, so we're kind of doing it Mexican style. So we're gonna make our way through the show here and do our best to relate to what's going on down here in Baja Vista. Certainly a beautiful place to come. And tell us about Rancho Leonero for a second, John. Those of our listeners that may not be familiar with it, of course, you've been part of Let's Talk Hookup for 23 and a half years. It's hard to believe that anybody would not know, but tell us about the ranch, how it works, rooms availability, pricing, and stuff like that.
Well, the ranch is kind of unique now. It's a smaller hotel. It's really the smallest large hotel down here on the East Cape. We're only 34 rooms, and the ranch is on over 500 acres, so there's a private beachfront almost a mile in either direction that we control, and so it makes it nice. We're a little more remote than the other hotels, and it's more old Baja style where it has all palapa roofs and stone walls, and it's very, very old Baja style, and kind of makes it very, very unique. We specialize in service and good food, and we have a lot more super pongas than most of the other hotels, and so we specialize in inshore fishing. We are a little different, I think, and overall, different hotels appeal to different people. We're not in town. We're a little more remote and all that. And I think it works for us. We're reasonably priced and all the meals are included. And we're real proud of the food and the quality of our boats. And we've got a good program. We've been down here now since 1979. So
I think we've got it figured out by now. We're into our third generation of anglers, so pretty good stuff. Thanks, Pete.
All right, thanks for that, John. And if you want to join us, you want to talk to John Ireland directly right here from the East Cape, it's 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance to get through right now and talk to John Ireland live here at Rancho Leonero. We're giving away the all-weather kite, and you kind of need that all-weather kite here. It's a steady drizzle here in the East Cape right now, but really that makes the weather just so pleasant. Not a lot of sun, but the water is flat calm, and I know all the boats were leaving very early this morning. It's still dark here early in the morning, and I know the boats were leaving in the dark and getting ready to go fishing. It's supposed to stay calm and nice all day today, so it'll be great to see what's coming. And that's one of the thrills of being in the East Cape, is coming back and seeing what everybody's been catching there. It's a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Ryan.
All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. John, I hope that fishing continues into next week when I get down there. Hello.
Well, it should. I'm here. Sorry. It should, and especially for the wahoo. You know, we've been catching quite a few wahoo. You might bring some fluorocarbon, some 60 to 80 pound test fluorocarbon to tie the lures. And also, you know, if you think about it, it's hard for us to keep rapalas on the boat because one wahoo kills one rapala, or balsa and all that. So if you think about it and you're going to bring down anything, bring some rapala. CD18s work really well. And just about an inch or 2 inch of fluorocarbon on the end of them really makes a difference. And that's what they've been taking, the wahoo. And there's been quite a few around, too. So, and that won't change in the coming week for sure.
I would love to do that. I've got a number of virgin lures I can bring down. And what a great picture from the boat that Rick Jensen took of that striped marlin. Just a beautiful fish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one thing that's going on. If you want marlin and billfish and sailfish, come on down. We got them for sure. They're biting pretty heavily, and they have been throughout the season. So we get good marlin fish and billfishing down here for sure.
Well, I'm all for that, John. Thanks a lot. And, it was great also to see the YouTube of releasing the turtles. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're doing that. In fact, we're doing more of that on this coming Tuesday. We're doing another release, and we got the school kids coming over. We're trying to give them some empathy for the turtles so they quit eating them, you know?
Yeah. I remember going to Costa Rica. The scouts were out protecting the turtles, and across the border in Nicaragua, they were still eating them and getting the eggs. So all depends on which countries.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, and it's kind of like their Thanksgiving turkey for Easter, if you want to draw an analogy. And so it takes a little time to break them, but there's many, many more turtles around here than there's ever been. So it's working for sure.
Glad to hear that. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Look forward to seeing you next week or two, John.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Yeah, the abundance of turtles on the water right now is amazing. And so whatever they're doing, it's working, because we were out yesterday and we just saw them everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. 140 nests on the ranch. And what they're doing is, if the nests are in harm's way, they're harvesting the eggs and then taking them to the nursery center, and then they bring them back in, and then they release them into the wild once they hatch in 45 days. I believe the gestation on the sea turtles is about 45 days. So Rick Jensen was mentioned. Rick, come on over here. He's been fishing with us all week from Sport Fishing Financial, and Rick's been hanging out with my friends Rick and John. And you posted that, of course, we caught that striped marlin yesterday. It was a feisty little devil, less than 100 pounds, but he was quite feisty, and he took a great photo. And tell us what you've been doing down here, Rick.
Well, hanging out with the guys down here, the gang from Let's Talk Hookup, gets you VIP and all the good info on about everything down here. We've eaten at some great restaurants. We've stayed at the good resorts. The other day, I posted some stuff on Facebook about a quad trip we took up into a canyon, and having been here many times in the past, really wasn't aware that canyon would even be there, let alone veering off to the side and getting up into a little oasis waterfall. And, you know, it was a
it was a new experience for me. So hanging out with these guys with all of their connections has been a lot of fun. So everybody's got to get down here. A little bit of rain with no wind never hurt anybody.
We did the same thing. We took the ATVs, went up and did the Arroyo thing. And just like Rick mentioned, you know, he kind of clued us into it. But it's crazy, Rick, and I'm sure you could say the same thing. How much else there is to do. You know, I'm probably more guilty of it than anybody else of, you know, fishing gets good. We want to fish every day. And, you know, you don't want to miss out on the good wahoo fishing and then, you know, the good marlin fishing and everything else that's going on. So it's hard to get away. But if you have that mindset, do the ATV thing, do the snorkel tour, whatever it may be. I mean, there's awesome things to do. And the ATV adventure is just one of the other unique parts of being in the Baja.
And the food, the Mexican food, you never get tired of that. But, you know, we dropped into a restaurant over here the other day, and I may have had one of the best ribeyes I've ever had. And then I think Rick and Brittany got over and backed up our conclusion that was a darn good steak.
So certainly good times to be had and lots of fun, too. You know, I mean, our fishing has been incredible, but, you know, there's lots of other great things to do in here. So, anyways, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check back in with your phone calls. Lots more great stuff coming up. Again, if you want to get through, it's going to be a great show. Lots of fun information. Lots of fun talking to John here live at Rancho Leonero. And if you want to be a part of this fun show, 858-457-1090. That's the local line. Again, 858-457-1090. Or toll-free at 877-792-1090. And again, when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with catch reports. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 790.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality. Lobster season's here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based out of SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets to commercial, grade rope, buoys, and baiting accessories. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip, especially to Rancho Leonero.
You got to get the Power Pro Advantage. And that Advantage, if you hook a big blue marlin on a smaller reel, that thing is going to dump line faster than you've ever seen. Right, Rick?
That's the beauty of Power Pro. It's a smaller diameter line. Is going to give you increased line capacity on your reel. So now you can fish a reel that's smaller, more comfortable to hang on to, more easy to manage, fishing with a wife, a girlfriend, a child. You want to put a smaller reel in their hands, easier to deal with. You can now use Power Pro, get that smaller line diameter, increase your line capacity so you don't run out of line, still able to fish with a small, comfortable reel.
Whether it be a solid Power Pro or the Power Pro Hollow Ace, do that seamless connection. That is the way to go. So Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Spool up today or check out powerpro.com.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090, live here at Rancho Leonero in the beautiful East Cape. And you're right, man, a very unique day down here. It's kind of gray, but it's very cool, very comfortable, not cold, just a very cool day in Baja.
Yeah, indeed, and I think we have our technical difficulties. I want to thank you for hanging in there with us, and thanks to Adam and Ryan in the studio for covering, and here with John Ireland in the cool East Cape. And those of you in Southern California today, I'm sure, wishing it was like that, right?
Unreal. Truly unreal. You know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and very, very seldom is it warmer in San Diego than it is down here. So.
Yeah. Ricky, yesterday you had your first experience renting a quad and heading up to the waterfalls with Brittany yesterday. What was that like?
You just can't, you know, we talked about a little bit with Rick Jensen there before, but you just can't imagine in what you've always considered a desert dry area that, you know, a quick little run up the road, which is fun. You know, you get the ATVs and you're blasting around up the Arroyo and having a good time there. And next thing you know, it's lush and it's green and there's water, and then there's a waterfall and a big pool you can jump in and swim around in. It's crazy that you can do that.
And you're all by yourself.
You're just nobody.
Yeah, I mean,
you feel like you're in a different world. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
You know, you can do that even during dry season. They're always running, but with as much water as we have now, it's awesome. Pools everywhere, waterfalls everywhere. It's
That's one of the beauties of this area,
right?
And why you settled here is the water, right?
Exactly.
There's always water here.
Well, you know, when I first found the property, there was no desal, or desal was in its infancy and certainly wasn't cost-effective. And so, you know, you can produce electricity, you can produce almost anything but water.
You can't produce.
It's a big deal. So it took about a year and a half. I had a hydrologic study done by San Diego State University, the geology department. And we have unlimited, literally an underground river runs right through the middle of the property with unlimited water. Is what they
unlimited
do.
Water.
A huge aquifer. It's actually the same aquifer that feeds all Cabo San Lucas in the area. And we're lucky because Baja is known for being pretty dry with no water. Right here on the end, on the tip, we have an abundance of water.
And one of the things that makes us such a picturesque spot are these beautiful mountains behind us. Several thousand feet.
Yeah, up to 7,000 feet.
Wow. 7,000 feet, yeah. Just right above us, and that is a natural water attractant, even though we're living in here in the desert.
Just like Hawaii. Every afternoon, certainly this year, starting in May, every afternoon it rains up there, and that is our aquifer. That's where the water does come from. And this is a dry plain down here where the ranch is sitting, and even on this dry plain now, the last couple of years, it's just been raining a lot. It's been nice.
Yeah.
It's been nice, beautiful and green, and really cooled it off. Like today, it's I don't remember a early October day like this. It's pretty darn nice.
It's pretty crazy. Hey, Ryan, are we ready to go jump back in those phones?
Yeah, let's jump back into them. Let's talk to Rudy. Rudy's calling us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Rudy.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Rudy.
Good morning, Rudy.
How you guys doing? Hey, John.
first, how's it feel to be a grandfather? And I didn't hear whether it was a boy or a girl.
Thanks, Rudy. Yeah, it's a little boy. He's going to be 5 months old, the 15th here.
So wow.
So I'm pretty well-publicized grandson there, but I'm sure loving him. He's a big kid.
Has he been to the ranch yet?
Yeah, he's coming. You know, we have to get him his passport for that. Is that something? The little baby picture and the little handprint on there. Actually, before he can come down, so we're working on his passport as soon as we do. He's absolutely coming down.
That's so cool.
That's the first of many, many trips.
That's right. Your new fishing buddy.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thanks a lot for the call, Rudy, this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 877-792-1090, open right now.
You know, with that said, John, you know, speaking of grandkids and kids and fun, what would you say is the, you know, I mean, you see a lot, I always felt the ranch is like an extremely kid-friendly place just because it's so mellow and quiet. What's the right age? What's the right age, you know, when your grandson and fishing buddy, and what's the best time, you think, for kids coming down to the ranch, and is it a good spot for them?
They can start early, you know, even in their infancy. A big secret, and I try to get the word out, for $20 a day, you have a babysitter, a 10-hour babysitter.
Awesome.
$2 an hour, you know, where you can't get that in the United States anymore. And the families here are very family-oriented, huge families down there. They know how to take care of the kids. And a lot of families will have a little nanny the whole trip and have her along with them. And if they want to go do something, they have somebody to look after the baby.
And it's like $20 a day, right?
$20 a day, yeah.
Something like that. It'll be crazy.
And it's safe here, too. You know, the water, you can't drown out in front because it's so darn shallow for so long. You'd have to take a long walk to really drown. There's no holes to step in. There's no riptides. Very little wave action.
And the snorkeling out front is so nice.
What a way to introduce your kids to the water and get them, just have them, you know, they can walk out and bend over at their waist and stick their mask in the water.
She
fish like crazy anyway. You know how fishy that reef is in front. And it's I grew up, my dad was a pediatrician and the camp doctor at Camp Emerald Bay, the Boy Scout camp, from the time I was one. So I probably wouldn't have even bought this property. My experiences in Catalina reminded me a lot of it. And a great place for kids, and so is this. It's all the ranch for sure. We're on our third generation now.
Third generation.
So
all right. Well,
we
can't wait for the baby to come down here and be the next generation in Rancho Lane area.
I can't wait either.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, Ryan, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
All right, let's talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I actually was down in Rancho Leonero a few weeks ago. Had a really good time and loved everything, the food, the fishing. One day was a little windy, so we ended up going out on the quad, and that was really, really fun. But I did want to mention one thing to be cautious of, like another caller was mentioning, the security in Mexico on the way back in the airport, they claim that they have stricter security than the U.S., which they do because they can, and they don't allow any tools. So I had a pair of pliers with me, and I also had a flashlight, a metal flashlight, and they wouldn't allow either of those and carry on. Luckily, I had enough time to go back and check it in my bag, but no tools, no screwdrivers, nothing like that, no pliers.
No batteries, nothing.
I wasn't aware of that. I know they're pretty darn strict down there, which is, I guess, a good thing, but they've taken it to extremes. Unreal.
And I think, too, you know, a lot of that really depends, as it always has, which security officer you get at the gate. You know, sometimes you go through with your rods and your reels, and then the next time you can't even go through with your nail clippers.
And that's the problem. The consistency is the real problem. You don't know what to expect a lot of times. So err on the side of caution, you know.
There you go.
And pack everything and check it.
Yeah. Just check it and don't worry about it.
And thanks for letting everybody know,
and
too.
And put a TSA lock. You know, a lot of guys are concerned about their reels. They have TSA locks that work here in Mexico, too. Just put a TSA lock on it, and you'll have less worries about security.
And, you know, that said, that hasn't been a problem, because that's something I hear about. There hasn't – I'm not aware of any theft out of bags, because that would have come back to us that I can recall. So I don't think that's a real problem.
Hopefully tourism, you know, we can talk to the tourism department, and they can kind of figure out that that's not very that's not a very good thing, not a very welcoming thing for foreign tourists to have to go through that hassle.
No, you know, especially when you know, it's frustrating for me because we're paying a lot of money in taxes and all that to support these guys. And when they're splitting hairs on the rods and all that,
yeah,
just getting in the way and passing on. I know this is a Mexican station, so, no, it's bad for business and bad for tourism and stupidity.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully we can get some communication there and they'll maybe
it's, and they listen. You know, we did a live broadcast last Saturday in Ensenada, and we are welcomed by the Mexican officials there, the Baja Norte government, and they listen. They're doing a great job, and they want to know how to welcome tourists to Baja, and that's certainly northern Baja, and southern Baja is a different state, but I would think it's the same thing down here. They probably have just as many, if not more, tourists in southern Baja.
Bad news travels fast as well, and my take on it is probably the exception when this kind of stuff happens, but you hear about it. Most people go through it no problem at all, but you get the cranky officer or something. Like I say, consistency is the deal with them. They have to be across the same the board and have really regulate what they're up to. So that part of it's frustrating. I hope they are listening for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of travel, you know, we touched on it a little bit yesterday, but it's been very nice to see how easy and how many options there are now for getting down to the East Cape. You know, I mean, sure, we talk about the tough part with the TSA, but just in general, getting to the East Cape has never been easier than it is right now.
So loads of flights. Even Alaska, you know, normally Alaska, they'll run two flights during the busy time, which is the winter down there. And then in August and September, they'll just run one a day. But they've maintained two flights.
Maintain two flights every day.
Out of San Diego. And I don't know how many out of L.A. now.
There's three flights a day out of San Diego International Airport. There's several out of L.A. There's Ontario. There's Orange County. And then Tijuana. And we talked about it yesterday, the new cross-border bridge that's opening up in December or beginning of January.
It's pretty easy right now.
It's going to be even easier
that's crazy.
Across the border to all kinds of different destinations, including Los Cabos and La Paz, right out of Tijuana.
Exactly. And also Tijuana Cabo. Yeah, both and Tijuana La Paz as well, yeah. And it's an easy walk, yeah. So, but, you know, something worth mentioning is Cabo Airport is the second busiest airport in all of Mexico behind Mexico City.
And Mexico City is a huge airport.
And when I first came here, that airport wasn't there. So.
It's amazing. How long have you been here, John?
79. Time.
And there was no airport there?
No airport.
Unbelievable.
We flew into La Paz in about 3 years ago. I think it was 81 or 82 when they started, and they had a little Palapa shade deal, and the plane taxi right up, and they dropped the stairs right on the tarmac, and you loaded and unloaded from the security. Wasn't the same as it is now. Fun stuff.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Ryan.
All right, let's talk to Cliff. Cliff is calling us from Lakewood this morning. Good morning, Cliff.
Morning, guys.
Yo, Cliff.
You're here on Facebook, and looks like you and John were on the same channel there, Pete.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I want to know about the kayak down there.
Yeah, all the kayaks.
Yeah, I want to know about the kayak fishing down there and the kayaks themselves. The kayaks, I hope they have the pedal types. That's kind of like my best.
Yeah, we do. We got both. We've got a lot of Hobies. We're lucky that way, and we have... We just took delivery of five new ones, and we got the pedal. And we have some with the bait wells and sonar and all of that. What we found is a lot of the anglers, we have problems with them coming up on the beach and folding the flippers up underneath the propulsion system and bending up underneath. So we give everybody a little lesson before they go out. But we have a complete line of both Hobie and Coast kayaks. We pedal and paddle. We got them all in bunches. So come on down. It couldn't be a better area to go kayaking.
Oh, man.
In the front.
It's unbelievable.
Just right in front of the hotel.
Especially look how flat it is today.
Yeah.
Paddle out there today and catch a wahoo right outside.
Something that's worth mentioning. It's not raining very hard. It's just drizzling.
Just a drizzle.
I mean,
you could
go out kayak fishing and keep you cool. You wouldn't be comfortable at all.
Oh, yeah. No, this is nice weather. I'm not complaining a bit about the weather.
Yeah,
I've been down here where it's hot and humid and you're sweating and, you know, but that's part of Baja, too.
I'm enjoying the heck out of this weather.
This is a very, very pleasant tropical feel to it. And then you look around and the greenery around there, it's just amazing.
I hope it continues through October.
And it's Baja. It's supposed to be an adventure. You know, we were telling Brittany, like, that's what's so cool about this is you're never going to come down here and have the same trip ever.
No.
You know, there's always something fun and unique, and it might be the fishing or it might be the weather or it might be who knows what it is, but that's the beauty of coming down here.
It's you know, it's always different and something that down here, it's pretty unregulated and still not. You can do some things that you can't do in other places, Hawaii, Costa Rica, other places, like ride the quads up and down the beach.
Well, for example, we rented a quad from the quad man in Los Barriles for $99 for the full day. For a quad, you can't do that. And you could ride on the beach, and you could ride up the arroyos. That's a great deal.
$100 worth of damage on that baby.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Cliff.
Hey, with that, it's time for the Catch Report. It's time to find out what's biting today. Catch Report sponsored part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and the plumbing trades. Come see the full line of Louisville ladders at Job Site Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to help deter theft on the job site and to help you keep track of your ladders. JobSiteSupplyCo.com if you want some more details. And hey, with that, let's find out what's going on in the surf. And Gundy, boy, you would love to be surf fishing down here. A couple of miles of private beach right in front of Rancho Leonero, and I know that it's loaded with good surf fish.
Gundy knows.
Get me a crocodile and get me a long rod.
There you go.
Sounds good, Gundy.
And you got rod holders on those quads too, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
all you need.
All the rental quads have them on them now.
I mean, that's dream surf fishing, no doubt about it. Fantastic. In fact, right now we're going through a lull. It'll be a good time to make a jam down there. Overall, tough week of fishing. Had a big swell, you know, that hurricane whipping off of Hawaii there. And in this situation, with all that warm water, lots of kelp, lots of eelgrass washing into the surf. So guys really struggled this week, you know, in the pool of hot water. It's just kind of a stagnant kind of pool thing. It's not something we see very often, just generic hot water. Wiley's had their first uptown derby this week, and they did not weigh a fish. Those guys up there, they need a pound to weigh, but they said small perch, tough conditions, big swell, lots of junk. Prior to the swell, they did weigh a 3-pound, 6-ounce Corvina there, and the Corvina action has been better from PV North. And the southern beach is really struggling on the Corvina in the warm water. Another bite that was developing before the swell was a big influx of Bonita in L.A. Harbor. And this is where I learned to fish as a kid. The San Gabriel River Channel, Pier J, Alamitos Jetty, Seal Beach Pier. It's perfect grommet fishing. There's nice fish up to 3 pounds. And they're eating the crocodiles, the castmasters, splasher rigs with green and yellow feathers. All working from the shoreline, and I'm sure as the water cleans up, that'll get going too. The other thing is down south in the lagoons in San Diego, they're starting to get some halibut again, and some legal fish taken on the Lucky Craft and on the live smelt was working really good. From PV South, lots of hot water on the beaches, no sand crab, so we're kind of in a little funk here. So what we really need is a little bit of change in weather. Maybe a little push of cooler water, you know, and that might be said for some of the offshore stuff too, but it's just in a little funk. I'd have to say this is probably the slowest report all year that I've probably had. And saying that, I can be happy with that. It's been a terrific year. We're just picking up right now.
That's your slow report. We'll take it.
All right. All right, gentlemen, have a good week. Hold on. It ain't over by any stretch of the imagination. Like I said, we get a few little systems out of the north, which is traditional in late October, you know, going into November. It's gonna light right back up again.
Couldn't agree with you more, Gunny. Great job. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you guys, enjoy yourself down there, like I need to say that.
I promise you we will do that, Gundy, for sure. Hey, let's head on up the coast now. Talk to our good buddy, Captain Brian Willie. He's calling us from Dana Wharf. Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's happening? Sounds like you guys are having a great time down there. Well deserved, for sure.
All good.
Good, good. Hey, just a quick rundown of our week up here. You know, you guys are enjoying a good weekend down there. You know, things got a bit soft up here on the soft shore scene, you know, not quite sure what to call it, you know, a lull or missing fish or I don't know, but a lot of that yellowfin that has been local seems to have made a move. Now there's still a signal out there, but it's, you know, what we've been able to catch local this week has all been associated with kelps, so it's been real critical to find the right one. You know, lots of shaker yellows on these kelps too, and a small sample of Dorado in our account. You know, still a few yellowfin locally, but it's been tough fishing. You know, I can tell you, our fleet's working real hard trying to keep that local fish in the counts, but we'll kind of see what happens
out in front this next week. Captain Rick Dosberg on the Fury, he's had a phenomenal week with some real good fish on his overnight trips. You know, good grade of fish. He's been able to get up the fish 18 to 20 pound average with certainly some smaller and quite a few over that. But he was able to get a couple wahoo on the deck of the Fury as well for the first time this week. So some good fishing for him. And locally, you know, the kelp bass continues to be real good fishing along just about any kelp line here from above and below the harbor. And a few rockfish even made their way into our account this week just to get some fish in the bags for the guys on some of the local trips. So we have trips offshore all week here, but trust me, guys, we'll be working real hard to find, you know, some better offshore sign this week, and hopefully we can relocate that stuff and keep the ball rolling. So hop on a trip, Pommel Landing. The number there, guys, is 949-496-5794. Or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
All right. Well, hey, great report as always, Wooly. Appreciate that. Like you say, it sounds like a slightly softer week, but still good kelps to be had, and I'm sure the season is far from over. I think we got a long ways to go and lots of good stuff. Glad to hear that you guys are still keeping the offshore ball rolling there, Dana Wharf. All right, Willie, we appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Hey, it's the long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, Ringed Hooks, and their Standard J Hooks are the angler's top choice in fishing for tuna and other offshore species. They have the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Great opportunity to call right through. It's been a very busy morning, if you've heard, but we do have a couple open phone lines. If you want to get through, have your chance to talk to the man, John Ireland. Give us a fish report. Tell us about the East Cape or get your questions answered. 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local number. Again, it's 858-457-1090. Or just call us toll-free. That toll-free line open right now at 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great more information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.